Master Michael Jamaro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hi everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
Nika Howard.
If you're ever sad, put edible glitter in your stuff. My pronouns are she, her.
The fuck is that?
You can buy it for $5 at Michael's.
Wow.
Would you like... Do you like shit glitter?
No, it's like it's so sugar? Pretty. It's like, no, it's just like glitter.
That's called schlitter.
It's in here. I can see it. You can't see it.
It looks very fancy.
It is pretty.
But you just put it in everything. I put it in drinks, but I'm sure you could put it in food.
That doesn't
even
surprise
pudding.
Me.
Mike Bogman's here. Oh, shit. I didn't know you were going to do me next.
So I want you to come up with a name for every combination of every order or combination.
Oh, there's an infinite number, so that'll take too long.
Like that. Tonight was the classic.
Mm,
I don't know why.
Mm. I can see that. I don't know why it feels true, but it just does.
I think it does because the outro I always go, because right before me, last.
Mm. Oh, I went outro order.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. It felt good. It felt right.
That's fucking...
It's weird that we don't have an agreed order in the beginning, but we do for the outro.
And I hate it.
Maybe we'll change that in the future. Who knows?
It's okay.
Hey, him.
Guys, wow, we're getting at the end of it. Michael keeps sending us G-chats, like, what are you guys
want to do?
Reminder, you're near the end.
And I feel like we're all like, I'm ignoring this. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not.
What if we all got together and then we thought of a whole bunch of stuff we wanted to do right at the last episode, so then it couldn't be the last episode?
And we keep thinking of things to do.
That is an us
it
move.
Never
like when they tried to take Halo 2 offline,
yeah.
People wouldn't log out.
Yeah. I do think that we are the Sopranos of actual play podcasts, so
okay.
I feel like we're just going to end mid-scene.
You guys know we're going to immediately start doing another one, right? nothing's going to change, everyone. I just want to have to deal with the old casting level 20 spells.
Me too. The thing that's different. I also don't want to deal with it.
I think all of us should get to pick one level 20 ability to take with us. And like rollover minutes.
Can we pick someone
that's
else's?
So
mine sucks.
It's a new game plus.
I want Meteor and Wish, Michael.
No.
Wow.
That's two things. Yeah, so Michael's basically been doing the version of video games. Like, once you accept this quest, you're not going to be able to go back to this island. So make sure you do all your side quests and grind out all your weapon arts, because, baby, you can reload a previous save or do New Game Plus. But besides that, here we go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Any damn way. So yeah, we're a fifth edition actual play podcast, and you know, just a bunch of buds getting around. But one fun thing about these buds is that these buds give away goddamn dice.
Yeah.
Every single Tuesday that we stream, we give away some beautiful, delicious Die Hard dice, guaranteed to roll
numbers.
You can go over.
They will roll.
This week it's hashtag Die Hard. You beautiful Twitch people, so do hashtag Die Hard to enter it in. Let's see how close am I able. Ooh, we're so close. I don't think I can continue the podcast until more people enter.
Oh, ooh. Man.
So close.
10 more.
So yeah, if you head over to dieharddice.com, you can get some beautiful, delicious dice. It's almost guaranteed to be one of the dice that we are rolling here. Sure, we own other dice, but we like Die Hard dice. We love them. And we have a lot of them. So you can go there, and then you enter the offer code greetings-jewel for the month, J-U-L. For the month of July, and every month it's a different code, so most likely you're listening to this sometime in the future. So go ahead and just head on over to Instagram, and we're Greetings Adventurers there. That's the most consistent place that will have our monthly code. You'll get 15% off. That's money in your GD bank. You can take it and use that money to buy more dice.
And then you get another 15% off, so you're infinitely saving money.
Bro! That's just true.
And we get a little kissy of that, so hashtag ad. Your pamphleteer has won their own beautiful set of Die Hard dice. Well, technically a code to go there. If you want to buy like a million of the cheap ones, you can do that. Or you can buy like one huge dice. I don't know if that exists. But basically, you won! Ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah.
Congrats.
This is our first stream.
Your first stream?
I feel like this happens a lot, though.
I think they know. Moobot knows.
Yeah, Moobot wants to give the new folks some beautiful dice.
People that have been here for a long time, as we said before, we love you. We just don't think you're special. You're not a beautiful
new
puppy.
And fresh.
You're not new and fresh.
You're not fresh.
Need a fresh.
Need fresh listeners.
Just kidding. New people. Old people.
All right. Well, now that we've given away dice, why don't we roll a d20?
Oh, yeah.
I rolled my good dice and got an 11, which I was nervous because my good dice is good.
I thought that I rolled a 1, but I rolled a 7.
I rolled a 1 next to a 2. It's a 12, baby.
I also rolled a 7.
Uh-huh, Bachman, you have to do it. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right, Bogman, it's you. And Jennifer, you're not allowed to help.
Okay.
I feel like it was like weeks ago that we did this.
it was days ago. Yeah, it was days. Last episode was really funny.
Yeah, I think that's what I remember most of all. It's just the funny, you know.
It was one of the good ones.
Yeah. It was the best of times. It was the best of times. It was the best of times. Just the best of times. Why is the wiki loading so slow is what I want to know.
We should explicitly tell Mr. Red to never update it that week.
Hugo got it for us this week. Here, don't worry, Bachman. I got it that link for you. I had it pulled
Thanks,
up
Hugo.
And everything because I was just sure that I was going to.
Oh my goodness. We're friends.
I feel like Hugo is devilish enough that they would just put in all kinds of fucked up fake information.
That is a thing that could happen.
That's true.
We started the last episode having split up, you see, with Rowan and Scud going to Paler's Hope and Toby and Lonnie going to Glane Jewel of the East. Rowan tried to convince... who are we talking? I don't even remember who we're talking to. I just know that Rowan was trying to convince them that.
Well, it was. I can't help myself.
It's a community effort at this point.
It's literally right in front of me in the wiki.
The people at Melora's temple, like the priestess, the high priestess there, or whatever.
Yeah.
She didn't believe me.
I don't think we got anywhere with them, did we? I don't think so.
Well,
Oh, no, you did get to talk to Melora. We weren't getting anywhere, but then Melora showed up.
Yeah, I was saying only the truth, and yet I sounded crazy. And they didn't believe me for some reason.
One of these always tells the truth. The other one never lies.
Exactly. Oh, the other very important thing that Cumbertonian in the chat reminds me is that Rowan had dancing chicken bones following her into the temple, which was perhaps part of the problem.
Did not help.
But Melora agreed with me that they were cool. So
they'll probably be following you, like, I would say, further, depending on how long the rest of this arc lasts. I mean, it's going to be a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be concentrating on that.
I don't even think it's been like 6 hours since you got that power.
They're still dancing.
Toby and Lonnie were just getting up to some stuff. Lonnie summoned a Pokemon, Jengar,
right, yes. Jin. I kept calling it Gengar. I was listening to that again, and I was like, oh my god, I just kept calling it the damn Pokemon the whole time.
But now you got to the point where you overcorrect, so if somebody says it right, you just automatically correct it to the other one.
Like, no, Gengar.
There were pizza rolls.
That's a given.
And, like, the rest of it was just us, like, warning everybody, correct? And then I got a fourth level fighter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that. He's there.
Hey, what's your fourth level fighter's name? What are they like?
Fourth level fighter's name is Gengar.
That's not going to be confusing.
It's spelled totally differently.
It would be spelled completely differently. Kind of a blank slate. And they're just a fucking dial tone. Like, hey,
what's up?
I'm the new guy. I'm here to.
That's such a type of guy, though.
That is a guy. Eventual Spirit reminds us that we explicitly waited for the description of this person because you're going to come up with it between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No. And I didn't do that. And they are wearing like a polo.
Birkenstocks.
It's just some Birkenstocks. Yeah, like a
not like Sperry's.
Oh, Crocs.
They're wearing Crocs for sure. Like just some unironic Crocs and a polo, jorts.
He's like, these are tactical Crocs.
What type of fighter we got?
I feel like in dressing them, I've made them less boring than I described. But
that's a great point. Everyone has more complexity within their soul than you realize. Wow.
Yeah, but not this person.
You guys are talking about things that matter, and all I'm thinking about are tactical Crocs, which if you stomp down, a knife comes out of the front of the Croc.
Knives come out of all of the holes.
All the holes! It's just full of knives! It just goes, chunk, and it just spikes.
Like the Soul Calibur Valdo when he gets freaky.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is like this person has like all dorky clothes?
I don't want to be a dick,
tactical.
But like we are in the final episodes of the campaign. I love this fourth little fighter that is explicitly described as being the most boring person.
Tactical Crocs.
But you know, maybe we should. Michael's on painkillers. He's not allowed to work because he's weak. So I just want to.
Okay.
You know, I love Gengar too.
I keep world building on my own.
Gengar won because Jengar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Well, they have a fanny pack, too. I'll tell you guys about it later.
They explicitly refer to themselves as Gengar 1.
All right. Cool.
Michael, I want to send the BTS with the Sphere of Annihilation through the Astral Sea to Meloraville.
The old Feywild?
Old Feywild. And behind the scenes, Toby is sending simulacrums of various spies that he has, hoping that they get caught where there's like encoded messages that basically say that we think that Trant is bluffing and to spread our forces out evenly. We don't have to RP anything. I just like to have my own little fun background lore.
Is the code like really easy to crack?
Oh yeah.
Like crackable, but like, not so easy that it's obvious.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Don't want it to be so obvious that it's immediately like blah, 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 wink. You know how it goes. Because I don't want anyone to die. But if they're made out of like snow and stuff like that, I don't give a fuck.
That's true. All right. Well, it is very late and you had a long day.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
We go to bed?
Yeah.
I think we probably should.
Does that take your long rest?
I think yes.
I've been clicking that button.
I clicked that button last episode.
I hadn't clicked it yet. I hadn't clicked it yet, and I'm gonna do it now.
Gengar can take the first watch, whether it's necessary or not.
He's always gonna take the first watch. That's kind of what he does.
First through last watch.
I'll watch.
Lonnie talks to him because she doesn't have to sleep more than like 4 hours, so I feel like she would talk to Gengar a lot. Like
that also.
Oh my god!
A lot of sense.
She kind of thinks that he's the reincarnation of her god.
That's so good. Whenever you go to party and you see your most boring friend talking to your most eclectic friend, and they're like weirdly hitting it off because they're so opposite that their wavelengths like sync and so forth. Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
All right, so you all go to bed, and I'm going to ask everyone to take their headphones off except for Tim.
That's me. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up?
You look great tonight.
Oh, thanks. You look great too. Nice shirt.
Thank you. This is a new shirt. I think I got this at Banana Republic.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. You nod off to sleep.
Yeah, I'm copying like spell books. Like Toby, for some reason, has like 13 spare spell books. It's maybe an accidental thing of anxiety.
And you get a familiar feeling.
Okay.
You recognize this feeling as Vecna.
Toby wouldn't say anything. He would let them sort of broach it first, because I think Vecna is so mysterious that they want to like scare you, right? Mm. Like they want you to go, what do you want? And Toby's just going to go stone cold silence.
Toby.
Yes, Vecna?
You do still intend to follow through on your plan, don't you?
To kill all the gods? Well, yes. I mean, well, I'm trying. To be honest with you, we're gonna put our most of our eggs in the stopping Trant from killing Melora basket, but between me and you, I could see that failing. So I can kind of see us making several tactical retreats from each god to the next. The problem, Vecna, and I would love your insight on this. Yeah, like your plan, great. Whenever Trant kills a god, he gets their power. So we kind of have to stop Trant from killing the gods. Right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
Oh, well, then we agree. Well, that works for me. How are you doing today?
I just want you to understand the situation, Toby.
Vecna, I understand deeply what I've gotten myself into and the consequences of what I've gotten myself into. And...
Do you understand that I've seen inside of your little demiplane?
Well... Yeah. Yeah, I know that you have...
Do you know what that means?
If you have the ability to corrupt one of my clones, a magic that I can't even begin to understand, I'm not even going to assume that I have any way to stop you from doing whatever it is that you want to do to me as punishment.
It won't be just you, Toby.
What do you...
If you turn on me...
Wait, what?
Yes, I will destroy you. But I'll be waiting by your clone tank when you die. And before I kill you, I will make you watch as I slaughter each of your friends one by one.
Toby is probably visibly shaken by that. He's mostly been planning on pushing this decision down the road, kick the can, so to speak. Toby's very smart, but he's laser focused on stopping Trant.
Mm-hmm.
And right now his sort of plan is either A, see what he can do after stopping Trant with the god killing device. You know, winging it might be is not the wrong word, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly just he won't let himself think about it. That being said, he's also okay with Vecna corrupting, destroying his soul, sending him to whatever version of hell, whatever eternal torture. So the fact that Vecna maybe called his bluff in a way that is... much more psychically damaging has Toby a little fucked up. right now. Gotta have that humor. He's probably looking like he's chasing so many, so many rabbits and dreams right now. He's got to be classically flipping around in bed and things. He says to Vecna and Dream, wherever we are. Well, oh yeah, of course, and I would be powerless to stop you. I think I can come up with something to do that.
Get the artifact back in your power, back in your possession, so that we can start our work. You should have a little help coming tomorrow.
And then you bolt up in bed awake.
Yeah. Crap.
Oh. All right, so it's morning, sun is shining, birds are chirping.
Can we have a hero's breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, a hero's brunch?
Yeah, I feel like Gengar would have to make it.
Toby, too, would not let him.
What?
He's the cook. He would probably allow help, though.
Toby, too, would definitely not let him. Gengar would insist, even, and there would be, like, very Frasier-esque antics in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a sign that says, you must be this tall to come into the kitchen, and it's, like, a foot off the ground.
Because Toby's so small. Toby, too.
It's a foot from the ground.
From the ground. Oh, Terrence let you cook. Huh.
No coming in the kitchen. Save that for the other rooms.
This is a family show.
All right, so you sit down to a bonus giving hero's
yeah!
breakfast.
Yeah, what is the difference again?
I forget. It was like a vantage or something.
And then a large feline man comes into the room.
Yeah!
And he goes, oh, hello. You're all looking smashing this morning.
Well, that's because we're going to do some smashing, my friend. We're just about to get really real.
Yeah, as always, if we die, if there's any odd tentacles or some forth, destroy all the documents in the basement. Frank knows which ones to do.
Okay, I'll let him know that.
Thank you, Rick.
If I die, Rick, I would like to bequeath upon you this hairball that I've been keeping of all of my loose hairs. I wanted to give it to you as a gift, but since we might never see each other past today, here you go.
Actually, Rick, this is actually really good. It's disgusting and I hate it, but you can use this to scry on all of us in case anything bad happens. So weirdly, Eloni just gave a very good gift, the Tower of Grey.
Okay. I was going to say, usually I vomit these, so I'm not a big fan. But
well, I thought that maybe if you wanted to, if you were ever missing me, you could just eat it and then you could...
It's from licking my balls.
Feel free to put it where you want to put it. I am not one to judge.
That's right, Mike?
No, I think it's right.
I think that's a little, you know, specific. Cat balls are very small.
They're so small.
So tiny.
They're so small. So
they have... Cats have the smallest genitals.
Honestly,
and I own my cat all the time.
I think that everyone should look like that.
They're so
just
tiny.
Keep it contained.
Yeah, why do we need all this stuff? It gets caught in revolving doors, you name it. So Michael, you're right, it's funny, very good joke, but I think legally it's not just their balls, but it could be for Rake. I don't know what your tabaxi lore is on
he's
your
just got
realm.
Really hairy
balls. he's
a
real
long-haired tabaxi.
Yeah, he uses like a brush everywhere else, but he licks his balls because he likes it.
it's a treat.
A message has arrived for you.
Ooh, tight.
It came via Raven this morning.
You go ahead and read it.
Okay. He cracks it open.
Oh, I bet it has that really cool old, like, letter crunchy, like, oh, wax. Ooh.
Yeah, it's got the wax. You got to break the wax seal.
That paper thick.
Mm-hmm. And the seal, you note. Oh. You know what? For fun, let's roll dice.
Yeah.
Yay.
Who wants to roll dice?
What would be like a history or
history.
History?
I mean, I feel like we
sure.
might all, as well all roll, right?
I got a 31.
I rolled good.
The insignia on it is a fist. that you recognize because you've all seen it recently.
That's hot.
Oh.
It is Bigby's insignia.
I think that's Bigby's insignia, Rowan says, because I rolled an 18.
I was going to say that.
And it says, is a short note. It says, meet me in the calm belt at midnight.
What the fuck did he say?
The calm.
What's the calm belt?
Meet me in the calm belt.
Calm belt.
Calm belt.
Let's roll Arcana. Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
Ooh. 17.
Still don't need a very high roll for this because you are well aware of the calm belt. It is a place that is a bit outside of Greenham where magic cannot exist.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, calm belt is where we practiced punching. And so we oftentimes have Tower of Grey Christmas parties, or what do we call it? We have Sweetie Days parties.
Sweetie's Day parties, yes, yes. So that no one gets too fucked up and starts shooting each other with magic.
Yeah, it's safer that way.
Yeah.
At midnight? What are we going to do all day? God damn it. That's the waiting that kills you, isn't it right, guys? Isn't that right, guys?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code greetings at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
So what do you all want to do today? Or do you want to fast forward to midnight? Do we want to go through the list of all the various players involved in?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I almost wanted to ask you, do you want us to tell you who we're reaching out to, or should it just be assumed everyone, or would this be a fun time to be like, oh, obviously we you know, specifically, what is Aludra doing? How is Aludra helping? How is Asha Yara helping? Yeah. How is the Tower of Grey? Yada, yada, yada.
Because didn't we decide that probably Aludra would come? Aludra and Jayla?
Just Jayla. Well, no, we said
no, Aludra. I think we started with that. But then we're like, actually, though, I think they're okay in Deep Helm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going on the assumption of the Feywild being the next spot, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are the Fey.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the Feywild.
Yep.
They are ready to fight.
Hell yeah.
Obviously. There are the Galanthus Elves. They have easy access to the Feywild, and they are willing to send essentially troops, army kind of thing, into the Feywild. Because they are very closely related to the Fae.
Yeah.
Wood Elves as well. They are down to Clown.
Oh, yeah.
You did talk to Paler's Hope.
Yep.
And so they are also ready. They will send soldiers as well if requested.
Okay. So maybe they're like the more stereotypically like armored boys.
Yeah. I think they have like sun shields or something. I think we at one point had like a name for,
yeah,
because wasn't,
yeah,
yeah, Harper's brother was,
yeah,
one?
The sun shields, yeah, yeah, that's a fun name. Yeah, that's them. That's, you did it. Yes, that's, wow, I'm being teleported back in the day.
there are the dwarves of Deep Helm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So right now the way you have it is they're just going to chill at Deep Helm.
Mm-hmm.
There would probably be some misgiving. Like, we don't really do a lot of racisms, mm-hmm, in our campaign, but it would probably still be.
That's why he saved it to the end.
It's not like dwarves are like, I hate all elves, we're racist.
They're just kind of like, we're going to hang here and like, we don't want to necessarily.
Yeah, we don't have racisms. We have like sport team rivalries.
Well, it's like very clannish too. It's just like, well, we're gonna take care of our people,
right?
Like, and everyone is like, because I don't think that everyone in Deep Helm is a dwarf, but I think it is majority dwarf,
right? We would still have a Gimli say, you know, don't tell the elves, but what he means is like, don't tell a Red Sox, you know. It's not like that institutional racism. It's just like
they're from a different place.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, and like, it would be like, just as it would be probably, and this would be totally different depending on the elf, but in general, an elf would probably not like to be deep underground in a mine.
Right.
And a dwarf wouldn't be probably super excited about being in the land of the Fae, maybe?
Yeah, I feel like your average dwarf, well, at least the dwarves in Deep Helm, they like it there.
Yeah.
They like it down in the mountain. And I think they would be unsettled being, I would think.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why they're still
unfamiliar territory.
Yeah. Like, Aludra was unusual for going out and adventuring and stuff. Like, that was, like, she wasn't supposed to do that.
Mm.
You know?
Damn.
I don't believe that you've contacted Tidtown.
We need to contact Tidtown.
Man. All right, so Tidtown, we'll do that one.
Yeah.
White Spire, I mean, is Toby technically the head of the White Spire, or is it
Toby's
just, like,
the leader of the White Spire? Oh, he doesn't lean on it a lot. He lets them do their own stuff. and then pops in every now and again.
He's not a micromanager.
He's more of a, he's like,
Toby's the cool boss.
Yeah.
He's like he's a cool good guy, like Jeff Bezos, you know? He's just kind of like the head of the board.
He just like pops comes in and is like, I hate everything you're doing. Do this over here. All right, bye.
All right, bye. Okay.
I'm going to the moon now.
All right, bye. Yeah, he doesn't get involved too much in the day-to-day anymore, but yeah.
But if he wants to call on the White Spire, they will come.
Yes, yes. And I think I more or less implied that they... That's part of the reason why I went to Glane, is to do that.
Right. So the city of Glane, I don't think we've necessarily...
The Jewel-East.
...gone into, and if they want to send people or not.
That's a great point, Michael. I have no GD idea what that would look like.
Damn.
And same deal with Mastwick. We haven't... I don't think we've contacted Mastwick. I will say that... that you know from various things that Paylor himself is planning to send some troops from Elysium. So some...
Hell yeah.
Some angels, essentially.
Ooh.
To help with that. I think you were... So you were briefly in touch with a dragon, but you don't really know what's up with the rest of the dragons.
Yeah.
I just remembered there was something I wanted to do at the end of last episode, but then we ended last episode. Jayla would want to check and see if, like, once they get the news that Tiamat's dead and everything, she would call Yazdir and be like, yo, bitch, what up? We need to get mergs and, like, tell me all about this battle.
So, good dragons, hopefully, evil dragons.
Good to gray dragons.
There are potentially, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. Yeah. So there are devils, but I don't think you've made contact with them.
We have not.
There's the crossroads, which I don't think you've explicitly asked for help.
No, and I almost don't even, like, I feel like Rowan almost doesn't want to get her mom involved.
Well, you know,
yeah, that's fine.
What we could do, I mean, it seems like that's a major adventuring hub. Is,
well, that's true. I could be like, hey, put out the word maybe like to your people, but I can encourage my mom, like, you stay there and be the contact.
Right.
And I just don't even contact my dad. Like, I don't even say anything about dad.
Right.
But he would be, he would represent Galanthus, and Galanthus is going to be involved.
But hopefully he doesn't go, but I guess he might want to.
Right. It might not be him himself, but
he could be that one.
And we'll have to deal with that.
From Helm's Deep. You all know that guy.
And then there's like Yangar, and there's the city down south, which name I forget. I don't think you guys have a lot of contacts with those places. So that might be a tough sell to get them to pitch in.
Jayla could get her family we've never talked about. Like the whole temple of... Arathas be like, hey guys, long time no talk.
You have a family?
Things are totally the same. Haven't changed at all. Love Arathas.
Isn't your family just lots of yous?
Yeah, isn't it just you? Don't they live in your heart?
Okay, she still wants the invitation, y'all. She still wants to be invited. Like, Jayla has a separate PO set up in Yangar that's just like for her family, but she just goes and checks it every once in a while.
I do love the idea that whenever you send an evite to Jayla, you have to send her 57.
Yeah.
it's like, oh, this person marked the ring 56 guests. How'd they even do that?
Like, oh, no, it's just Jayla. Don't worry about it.
I'm so sorry, but...
Like, well, but they all are in there, so...
Legally, they might come out with their fourth edition power. We don't know.
So true.
What about Rin and Lex and those wild cats that pop up, like the witches and, you know...
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I mean...
They helped us in episode 100.
Those ones occurred to me as well. There's like a... There's a series of sort of druidic, but witches who help protect the various forests and things like that. You could definitely try to contact them.
If Toby asked Lex, she would totally be down because they had a fun adventure once and she was like, that was so much fun. Let's totally do it again.
How many people do we actually need to deal with this issue?
Probably infinite.
Michael, I don't want to derail what we're on too much, but I did just draw a card.
Okay.
Oh God.
I saw you rolling a persuasion check and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
I now have proficiency in persuasion and I get to use double my proficiency bonus. So I guess expertise technically.
Okay.
But the other thing, Michael, is that there I now have rightful ownership of a small keep somewhere in the world. And
you just became a landowner.
The keep is currently in the hands of monsters, so I have to clear it out before I can get what's mine. Do you care to tell me a little bit about the keep, Michael?
Scott's like, I got 8 hours.
We can't stop acquiring capital. We just keep doing it.
It is it is a keep. It's beyond the wildlands, outpast where the crossroads is. So it's out there. It's very dangerous. Huh. But you know, I'm sure it's full of riches and all sorts of cool stuff.
Ancient magics. Yeah, I mean, maybe we should.
You guys want to like fuck off on what we're doing now and just go?
Do another classic year long Scud fight fest.
Good times.
That's one. We got one more card sometime this episode.
Oh fuck.
Okay, so were we gonna talk to Jayla and stuff?
Yeah, I think we even said that they would probably all meet at the Tower of Gray.
We're talking to Yazdir.
Talking to Tidtown. We do not need to talk to White Spire, because that's kind of set.
Yeah, been dealt with.
Do not need to talk to Glane, because that's not really their deal.
And you're set on the Dwarves of Deep. I'm staying in Deep.
Well,
it's not me asking a leading question.
I think so for now. But on call. I think they're on call.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like, I think we're in my mind, we're using Deep Hum as the if shit goes down somewhere, we're gonna funnel people there.
A fallback point in the Primaterial plane. I love that.
This is just like in Two Towers whenever they use the mines.
You've gotta have a place.
We are doing Two Towers. 1,000%, and we've made like 13 references to it.
Oh my god, it's the best Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
listen, it's an epic.
If Rowan doesn't like slide down a shield down a set of stairs, I'm out.
Rowan's the ring is gonna go on her finger. Oh. She's gonna become
my favorite
bad.
Lord of the Rings is the one with the crystal skull.
I'm gonna fuck
god damn it, Blackman.
That doesn't make sense. All right, do you want to do dragons first or Tidtown first?
Let's talk to Tidtown.
Yeah, Tidtown.
I'm fine. I can talk to Yazdir.
Or if you want to do Yazdir first, that's totally...
It doesn't matter. We're doing both.
Yeah.
You can just contact both of them.
Okay. All right, so the exact same time. All right, Nika and Bachman start just chatting and Michael somehow...
Okay.
No, that's not nice. All right, so do we say Tidtown?
Tidtown.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys do your thing. I'll hang out here.
Who's there? Anyone we know?
Steve.
Yeah, you have to talk to Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Is it seem like in charge? Kind of.
I think it's Cheryl's still in charge.
Cheryl's dead.
Yeah, Cheryl would canonically be dead by now.
Did I kill Cheryl?
Unless the gnolls of Mellencamp are no longer under the yoke of Yinugu and then therefore somehow live longer.
Well, they're probably not under the yoke of Yinugu. They're like their own deal, right?
Michael, am I allowed to make large sweeping decisions about Tidtown in this case?
Yeah. Sure.
You get there and there's...
You can just call them.
Yeah. Wait, no, you don't know. We go there. We take the long journey.
We don't have time. Okay.
Okay, you teleport.
Yeah. No, Michael, we do it the slow way.
Okay, you do the slow way. We see a map and we see a little thing and you go all the way down there. You're there.
Then it does that funny thing in mini comedies where it goes the wrong way and we're...
Oh, yeah. We fold the map.
I wish Scud was here at the final battle. I don't know.
There's flesh golems guarding the gate.
What? Who's talking on the player's end?
Bachman.
No. Wait, me?
Yeah.
You're saying Scud.
Yeah, we said Scud.
Okay. Well, okay.
What's a flesh golem if not a necromantic bud?
We're all flesh golems if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Hey, ho there. That's how I've always talked.
Scud says that so much.
Scud talks like an anime character.
That's what I did.
There's a lot of characters in anime, Michael.
Are there?
Let him pass. Who said that? It's me, Steve. Don't you know me? No, we've never met. There's the anime voice. I found it. Okay. What's going on? We're all flesh golems now. In case that wasn't... That wasn't clear. All the gnolls died and had to become flesh golems. Here's my wife. She's canonically okay. The only, no, we didn't do it to, wait, no, Xena's an adult. Yeah, Xena's a flesh golem now too.
What?
She decided. I just wanted to make it clear that Steve did not forcefully turn his daughter into a flesh golem. Canonically, she is an adult in Null years.
When she turned 18.
Yes.
Null years.
She decided that it was the life for her. Like,
most kids get tattoos. But Bachman, remember, Tit Town is not just, you know,
just
it's not just gnolls. No, it's just the monsters.
Well, then we made a mistake.
And you have Brip Rap's life in your hands. Oh, Michael, can we
now it's
pull a third card?
Oh. Okay. What happened?
Michael, he killed everyone in Tit Town.
What?
He's a monster.
Why?
He's bad.
Who did this?
Bachman did.
No.
They died natural deaths.
Boz?
Boz is dead.
No.
They died natural deaths. None of them reproduced, and now they're all flesh columns.
Yes. I asked for wide-reaching powers to make sweeping decisions about Tit Town.
It's our fault.
And it was granted.
You know?
It was our fault.
A bunch of us did play reptiles. It makes sense that their lifespans are not long.
Yes.
True.
I'm an amphibian.
You know, this honestly, we need to get used to our characters being in the past.
That's true.
So,
wow.
You're missing the big question is that Steve had like a collection of meat. Where'd they get the meat? I don't know. Something to explore after this arc.
Probably the dead bodies.
Tit Town? Oh my god.
Listen.
Steve's been funneling the flesh from Tit Town the whole time.
Oh man.
Michael,
Steve's evil, actually.
Michael, please help. Bachman's not allowed to do this.
I can't do anything.
I give Steve the skinny on what's going on and pull another card.
God damn it.
Okay. All right. Well, as if it were possible, I've permanently increased or decreased my intelligence by 1d4 plus 1.
I love to do that to a wizard with odd stats to begin with. Oh my god.
All right, well, I rolled a one, so it's intelligence by two, the minimum. But it also says
shit.
I can draw one additional card beyond my.
Oh no,
okay, there you go. Good. Draw that baby.
Stress out.
I don't. You're burning through these cards real quick, bud.
Well, yeah, this one wasn't really my choice.
You know, there's ones in there that.
Yeah.
That just make it so your character's gone.
Right, Bachman, you do not pull the entire deck. You keep talking about like you need to do that. You're going to kill Scud on the penultimate episode. What fuck are you doing?
I can't believe that would happen.
It's a 50-50 chance, baby. It's on. He's playing Russian roulette. There's only one bullet left.
There's a bullet in the next
one. I would throw up.
10 seconds later, head exploded.
Oh my god.
I rolled a one. That might not be bad.
Classically, a one is good in D&D.
Sometimes it is, though.
When?
Well, if it's your how much your intelligence is going to go down by.
If it's selecting a card. Oh, I think this is the one I already drew, right?
Yeah, and you can't draw them twice.
No, this is actually a different one. I have two time travel cards. I drew the other time travel card that let me undo a mistake.
Oh.
I'm starting to really regret not looking at
it. Oh, I saw your icon pop up. You at least opened it. Okay, so I can move time backwards for the world by one day.
Oh.
For an individual.
What?
I can send one individual back in time by one day.
A day.
An hour for a room full of people. 13 seconds for the entire world, or 3 seconds for the multiverse.
Oh my god.
So you can just like hold this and have it.
You are gonna do a galaxy quest.
This is actually really useful though.
Yeah.
This is very useful to have.
I recently just watched Galaxy Quest, and this is Galaxy Quest.
You and anyone you choose can keep their memories of the previous progression, though other powers can affect the memory effect. So I just got that in my back pocket.
And you have 3 wishes.
Honestly,
a key full of monsters.
Being able to send one person back in the past a full day.
Yeah.
God. A fucked up weird Scud's gonna run into our room. Like, guys,
stop. Get out of here right now.
Scud is gonna go to Cedar Point and then rewind it so he could do it again.
Oh my god.
That was a good Moons Over Miami. Let's do it again.
It's like that god, that fucking Simpsons thing where he's like, that yodel was so good.
I wish I was eating it right now.
I love you, Bachman.
Do you?
I say with the most malice I've ever said.
He's vibrating. Hands clenched.
I don't control the cards. The cards control me.
Well, you do, because they don't need to be pulled.
That's fair.
But it helped us. Therefore, it's good.
I'm actually surprised it's taken this many episodes for you to call me out on that.
I feel like I've said it before.
Okay, so what are you saying to Steve? You dummy, now that you're dumb?
Or less.
You want to come fight?
You're both sides for this.
Okay. We will all help you fight. Even the children who have turned into flesh golems canonically.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
No, but Steve did it in a good way.
No, I don't want to hear it. And whatever reasoning you come up with will be so fucking dark and like in a weird way. I don't want to hear it.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's good. Steve, tears streaming down his face. It's fine. Stitching your three neighbors together and putting your soul into it.
They're not even people.
Bachman, do you want to use your time travel power on yourself and go back in time and say, that's not what happened to Tin Town, actually? I got stressed out and I said something I didn't mean. I accidentally made my character, famously known for being the only good guy, a serial murderer Frankenstein.
He's like a fucking H.H. Holmes motherfucker. He just like killed everyone he could.
This is the bruised, ugly part of an apple on the lore of our show.
This is coming from someone who killed a baby, melted a baby's bones.
You killed a baby.
That's all a baby. He was a baby.
It was a clone.
It was an unfertilized clone.
It was unfertilized? Well, what does that mean? What are you saying?
Well, I mean, but you know, the alternative is that they're all dead, right?
No, it's not. You didn't have to say any of that. You could say, "Oh, they put they dammed the river, and now there's lots of fishing." You could have mentioned fishing instead of killing them all.
Why didn't you mention fishing?
Yeah, they're all really into catching carp.
That's what you the pies are made.
You took your finger off the piece. These are all flesh golems.
Oh boy. Sorry, Shankbone. Oh. Sorry, Brip-Rap.
Let's say any player characters aren't flesh golems.
No, they're gone, Michael.
They're gone, Michael. Well, not Brip-Rap. I'm mad, actually.
You can't take another person's player character away from them.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. I don't have that card in my deck.
That'd be illegal.
This one just says you take another player's dignity. Weird.
This one says you kiss another player on the lips. Okay.
This one says you get this player's hairball if you want.
Let's now that we've done that piece of good work, let's talk dragons.
Nika, just don't kill anybody.
Why would I kill anyone?
You gotta do is not kill anybody.
Why would I kill someone? Okay.
He's like, who, me?
All right, there's Yazdair. She's over the top of Tom Harper. He's dead, by the way.
No!
I guess Lonnie plugs it into her sending stone.
Okay.
That has a million little, not Lonnie, Jayla, Jesus Christ. Plugs it into face calls, sending stone calls, lots of little doodads, everything on her phone to Yazdair.
Hey!
Oh my god, hi! What's going on? Tell me everything. How'd it go? Did you see any hunky dragons in battle? How many people did you kill? What did the blood of your enemies taste like?
I killed.
Oh my god, girl, come on, don't even hold back.
My god is dead.
Well, that kind of sucks, but like, have you just tried finding another one? If you want help, I got like a lockdown on how to find some new gods.
All of the dragon gods are dead.
R.I.P.
They're all dead.
I'm so sorry.
We don't know what to do.
Like,
they're all dead.
Okay, I know that like sucks, but do you want to come over?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I can't even speak Draconic anymore.
What do you mean? Wait, you don't even know what I'm saying?
What?
How are we talking to each other?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm kidding. You're so funny.
I am bummed, though. Like,
no, it's a huge bummer.
For real? Like, it's like the first time that I was ever called in by God, yeah. And then, like, he died.
That's, like, so rude, too. Like, you stopped what you were doing.
At least Tiamat's dead, though. We are all confused, though, and I don't know what's happening. Like, it's chaos.
I think we're gonna, like, kill some people. Do you want to come help? Do you want to get, like, revenge?
Who are you gonna kill?
I don't know. I didn't really ask that. You know, it didn't matter.
Oh, my God.
If it's not this Tranthumble guy, then forget it, because that is the only person I want to kill right now.
No, I want to... Okay, hold on. Honey. Beb.
Yep, yes?
Oh, who is it? We're fighting Trant. We're going to go kill Trant.
Yeah, it's Trant.
Okay, yeah.
It's
Trant.
It's pretty bad.
Eludra, say hi. It's Yazdeer.
Hi!
Hey!
Eludra waves in the back of the FaceTime.
Oh my God, I love your skirt.
Oh, this is a towel. Thank you, though.
It's made of metal. So, like, we're kind of, like, thinking that maybe it's dumb that there are good and bad dragons.
Yeah, like, what if all dragons just came together and then just, like...
That's what I'm thinking, because, like, we don't know what to do right now, because we don't have any gods anymore.
Have you tried a patron?
What?
Well, like, I stopped believing in gods, and then I just went and found, like, a patron. They're, like, kind of the same, except, like, cooler.
Oh.
Eludra's, like, kind of hovering in the background of it, and it's just, like...
I mean... Like, I don't think we're dragons, and we don't need a god.
I mean, yeah, you definitely don't need a god. Maybe you could work with, like, the Tower of Grey, though. Maybe that would be good. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we are dragons. We're kind of above that, but...
Fair.
Yikes. Oh, wait, hold on. Yes, dear honey, I know you did just not say that you're better than anyone else. Like, remember, let's be humble.
I'm a dragon, though, so I'm, like, I'm kind of better than, like, pretty much everybody.
Wow.
I mean...
Are you?
Kind of look at me.
I mean, you die. I live forever.
Eludra whispers in Jayla's ear, isn't Toby dating a dragon right now?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Do you know who Toby's boinking?
Who?
Toby, he's dating someone.
She's met Toby.
I think her name is Kate Oryx.
Kate Oryx? Like the vacuum.
Like, we don't all know each other. You know, we don't all know each other.
I know that. Oh my God. Do not. I know that.
But she's also without a god right now.
She was just there, though, at the same battle.
She didn't go.
Oh. She didn't go?
No, she didn't go.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, she's like sad now.
Is that Yazdeer telling me, or is that Michael telling me?
That's Michael telling you.
Oh, okay. I don't know that Jayla knows that. Maybe Jayla knows that.
Jayla Robbins, she was there, right? She's kind of
she's totally there.
Give me her details, and I will give her a call, and maybe see if we can like work something out.
Okay. I think she's like hot. Very dark and mysterious.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's very hot. She's very scary.
What kind of dragon?
Spoopy.
Like a black dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
I know, right? She's so hot. Like, not as hot as you, baby, but...
Like, black and silver. Black and silver looks good together, if you ask me.
I'm honestly pretty surprised that Toby got with her.
He pulls.
I wasn't expecting it, but, you know, good for them, though. They seem really happy.
You know, that's all that matters.
I don't know where Toby just starts vibrating. Something bad's right. Two things are going so poorly right now. This is fine. Not a big deal.
All right, well, we'll be in touch.
Okay, bye. Goodbye.
All right, you did it.
I feel like probably contacting everyone would take most of the day, right?
Right, because there's logistics. There's like We need to keep troops and defend our own borders.
Exactly. Well, we're like coordinating with the like Greenham militia or whatever, like the town guard.
Right.
And like send in messages to Deep Home.
Right.
To
it's like places. Deep Home will give up this many regiments if the plan fails. Sending food stores to Deep Home. Making sure that if we do have to retreat, that'll be fine. Also, Toby would probably start mentioning to all the various clerics people that can contact gods that we should meet in a central location once we defeat.
Like the food court.
Next to the Panda Express.
Yeah.
That one food court we're in.
Everyone meet. In the train station between the...
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's hard to go to the Sbarro.
In order to discuss the ramifications so that we know what to do at the end of this.
Should we also have the clerics be preparing spells that are like lesser restoration and things that are like good healing spells to like help?
Probably.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So there's many preparations happening.
Yeah, so many material components, so many reagents.
What do y'all think of this note from Bigby?
It sounds like a trap, but a trap on our home turf. So
right,
it's Toby like we gotta go. Would absolutely say we should go
and just ready to kick his ass.
And I think by that point, you know, it would be the current crew plus Aludra, Jayla, and I believe Adira. Right?
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well. I'm fine with fast forwarding the rest of the day. Was there anyone else that we wanted to do the RP?
Everybody from Tidtown might be there because, as I said, their bottom halves turned into motorcycles.
That part I didn't hear.
So I can get there really fast.
That was not mentioned.
I didn't hear that part. You did.
Finger off the piece, Michael. I can't go back.
You are making that is the thing you made up.
For whatever reason, Toby no longer respects Scud. Probably for explicit reasons.
No, I think that we've got plenty of in-universe reasons.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm sure everything that we said that we are doing has taken most of the day. I don't have anything specific I want to do. It sounds like that was a good enough time even for the BTS with some of our like extra crew, maybe even some regiments of fighters and wizards and things like that, and to get to the Feywild, you know, the specifically our you know, Bercy, Lanny, the three very good fighters that we got from Lucius and Cindis, you name it.
It is coming towards midnight.
We're sleepy.
It's only 10:30.
Do you head towards the calm belt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do we have anything like locked and loaded? Do we need to like sweep the area first or anything like that, or just walking in?
You can definitely do that.
I feel like it'd probably be good.
So it is this sort of it's a valley, and Toby, you would know that, or there's no one actually knows why magic doesn't work here at all. But there is running theory that there's some sort of is a really ore rich valley, and there's like something in the ore that is like blocks magical powers.
Ooh, it's probably
I've seen this Star Trek episode before.
Michael, would scrying work here, or would the weird anti-magic stuff block it?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to penetrate this zone.
Okay, well, yeah, so Toby's go-to would not work,
but you can definitely send people in, and
yeah, we could send Lonnie to
analog style.
Run in, run out.
Yeah. My understanding is you're not magic.
That's true. It's not magic. Nothing grows there. It's like, so no one's ever there. It's basically just this barren place. And Lonnie runs in, and it is, well, roll me a perception.
Well, I rolled a 2, so 13.
Hell yeah. Great roll.
You don't see anyone in there.
Okay. I run in and I run back and I go, it's empty. So empty. Empty as a church on Tuesday.
Oh, that means... But, I mean, it's not midnight yet, so that makes sense. All right, well, good luck, guys, if it's a trap. It's gonna be a weird trap, because magic doesn't work there.
I mean, who would get... I mean, I guess if he's got, like, a beefy person with him.
We got Aludra, Jayla, yeah, exactly. Rowan, I think, Lonnie.
I think we're, all right.
We're fine.
Should we keep a few people like back hidden so he doesn't know they're with us?
No.
I guess maybe not.
I think it should be a show of strength.
Okay. All right. Let's roll in then.
Let's roll in then.
Let's do it.
Okay. You roll in. It hits midnight.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit later than midnight. Maybe like 10 minutes go by.
Rude.
And you see a small figure walking towards you. And you assume it's Bigby. He seems to be alone.
We probably just wait in a very intimidating line.
Yeah, we're all just in a line with our arms crossed.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Oh, I was thinking like single file, so it looks like there's just one person waiting.
So he could really just lightning bolt our ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, you are approached by Bigby.
Sick.
He looks a little... He looks very nervous.
Okay. Interesting. He would be nervous talking to us because we, like, fucked his whole area.
Oh.
His, like, room.
For some reason,
we killed his clones.
Fuck his zone up meant put a zone of truth.
Oh, no.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, but. I mean, I could see it, but no, like, we already have, like, trashed his Bigby pad.
It's like, you destroyed my kitchen.
Exactly.
And he goes, you brought a lot of people. I guess I should have foreseen that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't one of the classic come alone things. I don't know. We didn't know what to
say. Just be safe. We're not going to do anything if you don't do anything.
Come Alone, the classic porn parody of Home Alone.
Oh, my God. Nope. Not gonna do it.
What's the sequel?
Come Alone too.
Come Alone with me too.
Lost in New York.
It's not that. Lost in New York.
It's not very creative. It's still it's exactly the same.
The plot is very similar.
Wow.
Donald Trump is there.
Oh my God.
He goes, You need to stop, Trant.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this would go as far as it went. I didn't think it would work. I was never given a choice. This is not who I am, but my life is forfeit now, and I have to just be okay with that.
Why are you turning on Trant? I mean,
he's a monster, and this is gonna work. He's gonna kill all the gods.
So you're only helping him when you thought he'd fail. Assisted him to get a god-killing device, but now that he's actually using what you helped him get, you have concerns?
I was trapped in the abyss, and he came, and the story is that he rescued me, but what really happened was he also imprisoned me. The only way that I was able to stay alive was by telling him about this artifact. That was the only thing that kept him from killing me. And I never thought that it would come to this. I thought he would die if he touched the artifact. So I was not in a good position. I wish I had been stronger, but this is the situation, and I'm doing the best I can do right now.
Why did you set this meeting up? We are obviously trying to stop Trant. Is this just you trying to appease your guilt?
Are you here to help us?
Besides, right now it just feels like you're making me stay up. I'm going to be really cranky in the morning.
I can't leave this valley now. Once I leave here and magic works again, I will die.
Huh? How? What? Why? Why would that be?
So Adira nods and goes, it is a similar curse to the one that was inflicted upon me.
Classic. All right, Bigby. So you can either A, live in this valley, just chill in this nothingness, that's fine, whatever, I suppose. We understand that there's greater powers at play, and if you're definitely not guilt-free, but we'll see what happens. But again, why are you telling us this?
Because you're the only ones who can stop him.
Did you bring any help? Any weaknesses in his plans? Any bit of hubris?
I have.
Other than that, you're just keeping me up, and like I said, I'm gonna be cranky.
I have information. He's using a magical, well, it's a pair of magical chests.
Oh.
Yes. And it's there's a portal between the two. It's like that Harry Potter movie.
Mm. The Stardew Valley has that magic, yeah, too.
He keeps the artifact in Lyctheon.
Lyctheon?
Have you ever cast the spell Maze?
All the time. We love the Maze. Maze is like our whole fucking deal, right? It's good.
Oh yeah.
It's where you go when you are mazed.
Huh.
It's ruled over by Baphomet.
Oh.
The Minotaur god.
You mean the Baphomet that's dead now?
Or, well, it was fighting. I don't know. Did Baphomet win or lose? Or was he dead?
I thought Baphomet died.
He didn't die.
Yeah, he was fighting in an arena. Is that right, Michael?
For the entertainment of Trant.
Ah.
Got it. Okay.
Baphomet died.
Oh. Baphomet,
Baphomet.
Got it. That's too similar.
Wish they weren't so close.
I like it.
So they are heading towards the Feywild. They're going to be leaving. It's got to be the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And Trant will go there. He will beat Melora down until she's helpless. And then he will bring out the chest. From it, he will take the artifact and he will kill her.
Jeez. Okay. That does stop our basic plan of assuming that we could either take it from him. Lonnie's very quick and she's very good at grabbing that thing.
I could wait. I can't take the thing from him though.
There are two keys. Trent will have one key and Baphomet will have the other key.
I could do that.
So we cannot go to Maze Town now and get it because we don't have the keys, correct?
You could go there now.
You can take the key from Baphomet, and that might help. I don't know.
It would be a way for you to surprise him.
Mm.
You could go to Lyctheon. You could kill Baphomet. You could take the artifact, and then you could go through the portal and surprise Trant.
Well, Bigby, if it was up to me, you would be quickly executed by Jayla here.
I can do it.
But this is super helpful. If we are successful, the Tower of Grey will assist you in living in this desolate valley. It won't be an easy life, but we'll try to make it as comfortable as possible.
I don't know if I can live with myself, so I may just walk out of here. But Rowan, please just tell River that in the end I did the right thing.
Okay, and I should not tell her that you had a big robot version of her in your house. Okay. I'll probably remember to tell her not that, and to, yes, tell her the other thing.
I would really love it if you wouldn't tell her that.
Well, you will always have a choice, and as you are cursed, who knows what form that will... curse will take, but if it up to me, you should live out the rest of your days trying to do whatever you can to atone instead of moving on to whatever the next realm is. I believe we've spent enough time. If there's not anything else that you have, we have a lot to think about.
I will leave you to it. Good luck.
Well, thank you.
And I feel like that's a great time for us to end.
Man.
Oof.
Woo, right on the precipice.
Good job, everyone. Except me.
I mean, what'd I do, Bachman?
What a intense and radical episode. Yeah. Bachman, again, I don't take back any mean thing I said, but hilarious, beautiful, very funny, and... you're beautiful and I'm not actually mad. Maybe. Pigeons are cool via Apple Podcast says, great. So good.
Darkness 922 says, has Nika finished the Ozarks yet?
No.
I asked years ago if Lenny was Ruth from Ozarks. I still think she is. Anyway, just wanted to leave another review. You guys are all awesome, and you make the time I spend at work on the towboats go by so much quicker.
Towboats?
Spoiler alert, COVID will only end when the party hits new game plus mode. Oh!
That could be true.
Oh, shit.
That feels like a premonition or something. A prediction?
Well, I think we're in the mode where, because before they said we'll just have COVID seasons like we have flu seasons. Now I just think we're going to have COVID forever.
Yeah.
The Llama Hunter says, best real D&D podcast, real play D&D podcast. Listen to it. Everyone around you will think you're crazy when you're cackling with your headphones on and your partner won't understand what you're talking about when you try to explain, but you won't regret a single moment.
Hell yeah.
Soupy Doop from Canada says, from the Crick to Foon to Drunkeros. Crick to Foon? Hello from Edmonton, Albert, Canada. During lockdown, I need my D-Amp-D fix. That's not their fault, actually. D&D fix.
Oh, Foon is Magic Tavern.
I found NDD Pod, which I love. I don't know what that is. But when it was over, I found Hello from the Magic Tavern. We like them. They're good boys. Binged it while working over my overnight shift. Being an essential worker, it was hard to get through the night listening to pre-recorded music. When I heard about Drunks and Dragons while listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, I figured to give it a shot. Being a DM, I was hooked on waking up on slabs with shit stuck in behind your head. How are they gonna solve it?
We still don't know.
And so on and so forth. I'm trying to catch up as I'm on episode 249, just after the wedding. Keep with a great job, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
D-S-C-I-I-B, or as I'm choosing to pronounce it, Deceib, says, amazing. David S. is best. Finally caught up, and so now I'm sad. In other news, I thought it was funny. My name is David, and so is your editor.
Huh.
Then I accidentally clicked on the details, and his name is David Stewart. That's my name.
Oh, shit.
I freaked out and really feel a part of this podcast now. Not sure what I'll binge now. Maybe I'll start over. You really made 2-hour trips amazing.
That's so funny.
I left out the part where they also had the same social security number.
Yeah.
The same mom.
It's actually just David.
Yeah. That's what I thought the twist
was. We have the same hands.
Oh,
Modge, hi, my discovery. Stole my son's phone. I stole my son's phone so that I could write a review. I am on episode 250. Love every bit of the show, even though Tom's death made me a 270-pound, 6'7" manly man cry. I love D&D and don't have much time to get my fix. So I get my fix from you guys while I drive. You guys are the best, only podcast I've ever listened to. So fascinating. Wow. How is that possible?
I love it.
Great.
It means the world to us. Thank you so much.
Have you heard of Car Talk?
Big Bird's Yeti said, fantastic. I love every single one of the cast members, and Michael is such a good DM, and he's so handsome.
He's so hot.
Yes. Finally.
The least hole-filled belly button.
A friend of mine recommended this podcast because we started a group of fairly new players, and this podcast helped us learn so much. I recommend everyone interested in fantasy and adventure give this a go. Such gold. Thank you so much. No, thank you, Big Bird.
No, thank
Yeti.
You.
Michael has cum gutters.
Got him out of it.
Literally, just actually one in the middle now, I guess? I don't know.
It's the weird, like, gutters covered in mesh that get clogged all the time.
they're literally on his house.
It's a cum drain. Oh, it's weird.
He lives right below a shady establishment. They have to have cum gutters installed.
David Krauser says, the best part of waking up is having a fish bucket to fuck. 777777777777777777.
Dak Fun 01 from the United States says, bombass.com. You're killing it. Enough said.
Big Matuk says, OG Slabber, first time reviewer, amazing D&D podcast with fantastic chemistry between all the cast. Love from Stoke-on-Trent in England.
Stoke-on-Trent. They always have names like that.
They do. That's true.
Yay. Thank you so much, everyone, for the beautiful reviews. I love that we just so happen to have enough for each of us to do two. I like when silly things like that happen. You can go leave a 5-star rating review on either Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or another one. If you cannot leave a review wherever you listen, that is okay. You can tell a friend, and that is free. If whatever thing you're listening to has like a recommend button or a heart button, I don't freaking know. Touch it.
Yeah. Didn't get enough action. No, that's not me. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greens Adventurers. I'm on most social media platforms at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning on Twitter and Instagram, and I stream another D&D game every Thursday at 2 p.m. at twitch.tv/geeklyinc, playing through Rime of the Frostman, and it's fun. You can probably jump in any episode since it's a crazy good time.
Hell yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on pretty much every platform at Nika_Howard.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at the Mike Bachman and at home.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling and entertaining podcasts. Needing your fan art fix? Check out the hashtag drunksanddoodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And don't forget to follow our editor David on Twitter at spudcam. After you finish learning about the new key past the crossroads that is full of riches and tons of stuff, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Gloom Horizon, Sneaky, Immersed, Grave Matters, Sad Trio, Unpromised, Alien Restaurant, Electro Doodle, and Serene are by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.